Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Matters of liability if that plane crash in France was a deliberate act. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. The loved ones of people lost on that Germanwings flight in France this week, along with everything else, will be confronted with issues of financial liability, with authorities pointing to a deliberate act by a member of the crew. The company's liability could rise. Asked about this yesterday, the chief executive of Lufthansa, the parent company, said he will abide by international agreements on these matters. Quote, "Honestly, it's one of my smaller worries. We will be able to meet the financial liabilities. Our first priority is to help the families where we can." For more, I want to turn to Seth Kaplan, managing partner of the publication Airline Weekly. Seth, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, David.
Give me a sense of the rules governing liability when an airliner goes down. I think there are upper limits to compensation under international agreements.
There are, although even there, all kinds of things can impact the outcome. And this is really uncharted waters because of what has happened here. This, of course, apparently not an accident. Also, a lot of it does depend regionally. You know, when you have something in the U.S., the payments tend to be a lot more, and everybody tries to do whatever they can, even when it's outside the U.S., to get it into a U.S. court. Those are the kinds of things that can impact what happens.
The news agency Reuters today was quoting attorneys in Europe suggesting that mechanical failure would be one thing, but if it were shown that an airline employee, such as a co-pilot, caused mayhem on purpose, the airline's liability to family members and loved ones would rise.
Yeah, and that could indeed be the case. You know, most accidents tend to involve some kind of combination of, you know, even if there's pilot error, perhaps also something mechanical. You know, this just seems to have been very intentional, and nobody right now questioning, for example, the safety of the Airbus 320 or the engines or anything like that.
Well, on all of this, we'll see what the investigation turns up as it proceeds. Seth Kaplan at Airline Weekly, thank you for this. The European Union is looking at whether e-commerce sites across its 28 countries are putting up illegal barriers to cross-border purchases. The investigation, which could last more than a year, will look at online retailers, including the big ones like Amazon, which accounts for a large chunk of Europe's online commerce. Marketplace's Nova Safo reports.
Here's a scenario. A French tourist visits Italy and buys a pair of shoes while he's there.
Why is it that when he comes home and they're worn out and he wants a new pair, that he cannot go online and buy them from France?
That's Margret Vestager, the European Commission antitrust chief, speaking at a conference in Berlin. She wants to investigate why cross-border purchases make up only 15% of the EU's online sales. And she has a theory.
Often it is companies themselves that undermine cross-border trade by erecting technical barriers.
Like geo-blocking, where a French credit card, let's say, can't be used on an Italian website. Ricardo Cardozo with the European Commission says the investigation is aimed at a broader goal.
So there is an overarching ambition of the Commission to make sure that we have a single market in online in general.
A single market, says Cardozo, without country borders, so European online companies can better compete with American web giants. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
The other night, my colleague over at WNYC, Ilya Meretz, went to a fancy New York restaurant and ate garbage. Really good tasting garbage. The menu consists of items made either entirely or in part from food waste, an effort to interrupt the supply chain, find value, and make a point about what we throw away. Here's Ilya.
These people just dined at one of the city's trendiest restaurants.
We had some carrot tops. We had the pineapple core and foam.
You get to sort of pick off the leftover fish from the skeleton of this black cod, and it's fantastic.
I also got the dog food. Fish is pretty much just like a meatloaf, but it was really good.
Naomi Wolf, Kate Crater, and Crystal Fong are among those waiting on long lines, paying $15 a plate, to try the tasting menu at Wasted. It's a pop-up in the space that's usually occupied by Blue Hill, a farm-to-table restaurant where President Obama and the First Lady once ate.
I'm Dan Barber. I'm the chef and co-owner of Blue Hill and Blue Hill at Stone Barns.
Like a lot of food-conscious people, Dan Barber is appalled by waste. Not just the meals people leave on the plate, but the food that never even makes it into the kitchen. For example, the leftover pulp from cold-pressed juice. Barber figured out how to turn it into veggie burgers, and he says the guy who runs the juice factory is delighted.
I mean, he said, I've thought about this a lot, and I hate that we're trucking this, you know, to other states to dump or to compost. It makes no sense. But again, is it his fault? No, I don't think so.
Barber believes it's the chef's job to find a use for everything. In his kitchen, Dan Barber shows me what looks like a thumb-sized piece of plywood.
After you press the pistachio for the pistachio oil, this is what's left. But here, we made it into a cookie. Come on, try it.
Actually, it's pretty good, dipped in chocolate.
May I look in your trash? It's right in front of me. I'm actually kind of curious what's here. All right, so...
See, that's a no-no. I'm glad you caught me.
Barber reaches in and pulls something out.
These are beautiful ends of shallots. We should probably do a dish with this.
Dan Barber's pop-up restaurant, Wasted, will be serving dishes like dumpster dive vegetable salad and fried skate wing cartilage through the end of the month. In New York, I'm Ilya Meritz for Marketplace.
The end of the month is actually next Tuesday. After that, Chef Barber will transform the place back into Blue Hill. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.